This is the Isle of Kevin. Yes, and you're welcome to it. Did I say that right? Anyway, yes, we've got a one-hour programme of fantastic things. Great music, extracts from my royal memoirs as the monarch of the Isle of Kevin and the world leader. And of course, the one and only cooking on the radio. We're making brunch, as you do. Here we go. One is feeling one's age today. Does your brain catch you out sometimes? Mine does. Well, after all, I'm only human. I may be a world leader, but I do have a brain. Today, for example, my brain reminded me of some very bizarre things. For instance, a stupid joke just came into my head from yesteryear. She was only the Sergeant Major's daughter, but she knew what Reggie meant. I mean, it's not even funny, is it? A remembered smell. Does that happen to you? Somebody mentioned going to a pie shop. It was probably my Queen Doris. And I smelled the meat and potato pie I used to buy as a kid. A sound. I was walking into an office and just remembered the sound of an old car. Yes, something, an old car I once had. How weird is that? It could be worrying. I mean, who knows what your brain will choose to recall at awkward moments? Our brains have to be stopped. But have you noticed? They never remember where you put the car keys, or who is this old friend you've been talking to for the last 20 minutes? Brains must be stopped, although sometimes I think mine almost has.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm worried about Doris. She does need to go to finishing school, but maybe prison life would suit her better. And not only does she speak with her mouth full, she kisses admirers with a gob full too. It's just not on. I do have standards to uphold. I mean, you don't catch the Queen of the Isle of Britain chewing on a pasty while she's watching the Royal Duck Race, do you? Or spitting out a gobstopper into a handbag for later, just before she hangs a medal on an old actor, celebrity-type person, who's rewarded for still being alive and able to remember lines, though not necessarily in the right order. No, you don't. Anyway, I've given Doris a final warning. Yes, I've put my foot down at last. Told her she will have to submit to a performance review meeting in a couple of weeks. We will agree targets, set benchmarks, fill in a few forms, shake hands and file the paperwork. Oh yes, that should do the trick. But if I catch her with a pie at tonight's piano recital, it won't be going in her mouth, I promise you that. I'll find somewhere else to shove it, I'm sure.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, isn't it time you tried being a Sunday driver? Go on, you know you want to. That's right, wind that reliant Robin up to 25 miles an hour. Feel the G-forces as you stall at the roundabout. Hear the roar of appreciation from fellow motorists in their shiny Vauxhalls as you wait 5 minutes at a giveaway junction, even though there's nothing coming. Oh, you don't know what you've been missing. Or have an afternoon nap, preferably in your car while waiting at a roundabout. And if you're silly enough to have children and then allow them downstairs on Sundays, give them rewarding tasks, such as washing the car with a toothbrush and a glass of water. Or, let's forget the driving for a moment, or get them to wire your house up to next door's electricity supply. Oh yes, there's plenty to do on Sundays. Stand at the bar of the nearest pub and wait for someone with a red face and cord trousers to go out to light his pipe and then drink his, well, or her, beer. Do a charitable act for the person you dislike the most. Set their garden shed on fire and put the fire out for them. They'll be so grateful. And finally, for this week, let's put all that into a little drawer marked closure. And shall we relax? This morning, the milky sea sparkled with a million sequins, and seagulls cried a classic tune through the mists of time. This morning, the wind whispered sweet encouragement to the buds on the trees. This morning, Flossie got her bum stuck in the toilet and got a nasty shock when the plumber pulled the chain. He said it was an accident, but it was nothing compared to the accident that befell him when Flossie caught up with his van. This morning, a plumber was working out how to remove a drain rod and finding it very difficult to sit down. Well, there's a picture for you. I'll leave that with you for the week. See you next week. Thanks for coming to the Isle of Kevin. Bye. How time flies. Yes, the hour is up, just about. Thanks very much for joining me here on the Isle of Kevin. It's a pretty good place to be, isn't it? Yes, at any time of year. And as we say, welcome to the Isle of Kevin, or this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. And you will be next week. Until then, bye.